둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here. For checking out the episode, please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. You get a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones. You can grab us anywhere you get your podcast from: Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcasts, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating, leave a review while you're at it. Of course, we've had some great guests stop by lately, including Troy Sanders from Mastodon, Vernon Reed from Living Color, St. Vincent, James Bay, Natasha Rothwell, she's starring in How to Die Alone on Hulu, Dave Perner from Soul Asylum, Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe on MSNBC, H. John Benjamin, the voice of Bob Belcher on Bob's Burgers, and Archer Sterling on Archer, Keith Urban, Tim Heidecker, Les Claypool, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Suzanne Vega. We got to record this interview backstage at Bourbon and Beyond, the festival in Louisville, Kentucky, and got to talk about her upcoming album, which will be her first in nearly a decade. Suzanne and I will discuss her workshopping the new songs on her current tour, including the recently released single Rats, which was inspired by New York City's infamous rodent population, and the recent International Rat Summits, a real thing. The song's eerie Ramones and Fontaines DC-inspired vibe perfectly suits the Halloween season, and Suzanne hadn't initially even planned it that way, so that's fun. She also shares the influence of a longtime collaborator, Jerry Leonard, whose guitar work has helped shape her sound over the past 20 years, and who's also, of course, known for his time playing with David Bowie. Now, the new album promises a wide range of genres, from folk rock to maybe a surprising Motown-inspired track as well. And despite the long break since her last release, Suzanne explains how life's personal challenges, including the pandemic, of course, have influenced her songwriting. And as timing will have it, the album might even coincide with the 40th anniversary of her debut, given this record may be an added layer of significance. And in true New York fashion, Suzanne remains deeply connected to the city's pulse, continuing to find inspiration in the streets, history, and of course the idiosyncrasies. It's a theme that's defined much of her illustrious career, and I'm so excited to have her back on to talk about it once again as we discuss the new single Rats and everything to come. It's Kyle Meredith with Suzanne Vega.
Hi.
It's great to see you again. I was we got to talk just a few years ago. You released a live album, beautiful live album. That was was it the Carlisle?
The Carlisle, yeah.
Yeah. And now you're on tour. What are you, so is this, you workshopping the new songs? Is that kind of what's going on a little bit?
workshopping some of the new songs. One of them was actually released to radio this week. So some songs are beyond workshopping. So the whole album is supposed to come out probably in the spring of next year.
And that's so exciting, because I know it's been a few years now, but seeing, you know, some artists are afraid of that, of course, you know, going on the road and just kind of playing some of the new stuff ahead of time. But yeah, that's what the tour, it was like new songs, old songs, and
other songs.
Other songs, yeah.
Yeah, so we do it proportionally. You know, like a festival like this one, we're probably not going to do a new song. We'll just kind of come out with the songs everybody knows and loves. So, but the rest of the tour is, yeah, we work it in, depending on where we are.
I love seeing that, and I love seeing that, you know, you're still playing. I was looking for his name here, Jerry Leonard. Of course, you've been with now for a decade?
More than 20 years.
20 years, okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was at least a decade, because he came off of the Bowie stuff, and I guess you guys were sharing him there for a little bit.
Yes, that's right. That's right. When I met David Bowie, I said something like, when he's not yours, he's mine. So that was witty. Jerry and I met over the Songs in Red and Gray album.
I know his style of playing and the new song you're alluding to, which I want to ask about in a minute, with Rats, like you can hear, like, what does he bring to you? Because his style seems so interesting and so specific.
Yes and no. It is interesting. It's specific in that, I mean, I can throw any kind of song genre at him and he can respond to it and play an appropriate production just by himself with all of his loops and his pedals. So we can do a song like Blood Makes Noise, which is, I don't know what you call that, industrial folk. We can do really folky Irish sounding things. We can do anything. You know, I can jazz things that sound like jazz. Jerry can do that.
Yeah, it's what he brings to. But like when you're writing then, I mean, do you guys talk about that when you're writing? I don't know if you write with him. I think I'm taking some assumptions right there because he's been with you so long.
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. There are times where I just sit in my room and write, as I've always done. But lately we've been having what we call writing sessions. So we'll get together in a room and play music. So for this song, Rats, we were listening to the Ramones. I can't remember which particular song, and we were listening to Fontaine's D.C.
Fontaine's, yeah.
There was a song called Televised Mind, which I just really loved. I found it really mesmerizing, and so that turned out to be Rats. I had some phrases I wanted to try out, and we just started kind of playing around, and this is what was the result.
And so this song, you know, first off, it comes out at a nice time because it's got this sound that I sort of works for the Halloween season if you want it to. But
I had not thought of that, but I think you're right. It's kind of scary and creepy.
It's got that there. But what the whole backstory, there was a Rat Summit that just happened.
Well, the funny thing is I wrote the song last year, and then in the spring I heard about this Rat Summit. The first day was yesterday. The second day is today in New York City. It's the inaugural international Rat Summit in New York City. So I thought it was going to be a really big deal. I think I've seen maybe one newspaper article about it. So
it was on CNN.
I was ready.
I saw it on the news.
Oh, you did?
That's where I saw it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And your press release. So it wasn't...
Right, it was in my press release. So that's why we timed. It would be silly to have a song called Rats and then have it come out 6 months from now and people going, why didn't you release it before? So we released it now because why not?
Yeah, right. And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with. Like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Suzanne Vega. I love the way you've written about life in New York in so many different ways, and now this is where you arrive. Like, because I've been, you know, spend a lot of my time in New York, and it's just part of the scene, one running across. I'll never forget, I want to say it was Tompkins Park.
Tompkins
was
Park,
like a
yeah.
Rat Kingdom.
Rat Kingdom, yeah.
Rat Kingdom.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like holes everywhere, and just like families and families.
Families. Yeah. Families of rats. That's exactly right. I saw a little rat playground the other day in Central Park. A bunch of teenage rats hanging around. You know, as
they
would
do. Have a boombox on their shoulder?
Yeah, kind of. You almost expect it. So that's what's going on in New York, you know.
I feel like maybe this is an obvious question here, but you know, like New York is a woman and all the ones. I mean, you could build a musical, I think, out of what you've written about. It's like, what is it that keeps inspiring you to kind of pluck from life from the city?
Well, I mean, I live there. Right. If I lived in Nashville, if I'd grown up in a different place, maybe I'd have a slightly different flavor. But because I have lived there and I know it so, so well, I know its problem areas. I know its beautiful parts. And so I just find it's constantly speaking to me. And so I respond and I write because I live there.
I remember the last time we talked to you, we were talking about just the loss of diners. And that has stuck with me. Just that little
conversation. Lots of diners, yeah.
Yeah, just you know, it's gone away. And now I've become the old man shouting at the clouds, even around here. But I love that vision just of the city, because not everybody, I think, uses a sense of place in the same way that you're able to do.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I mean, I love diners. And as a kid, a diner was like a safe place you could kind of go to. And as long as you had, like, back then it was like 35 cents if you want to, cup of coffee if you drank coffee. You could go hang out there for 2 hours and kill time or hang with your friends. So there was that. But also, the diners all have this sense of history. The really good ones have that 50s feel, sometimes 30s, sometimes 40s, which I love. I love to see a bit of the history in the city.
Yeah, those old photos that pop up online all the time. And it's the ones where... the diners where you could just go to the window and you pulled out, I forget what they were called.
Oh, Horn and Hardart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I when I was very young, I actually used to go, there was one in Times Square.
Uh-huh, right. That's
and
what
I used
I was
to go
of.
There and get pie, and it would cost a nickel, and you could open the little window and get pie.
Just right there.
I did that.
I didn't get the
I'm that
like
old,
that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, what can you say about the new album? Because, again, this is... I think the first one since, I want to say, 2016, so we're coming up on that decade.
Yeah.
Has it changed just, like, the importance of, because when you're young, a young artist, I want to say, like, you pump them out, you crank them out, like, at what point does that become less important? Is that what happens?
Well, life intervenes. And in this case, we had a lot of life happen between 2016 and now. All kinds of things, personal things, things like COVID, which I was not one of those people who was like, here I am at home. I'm going to relax and write some songs. I was very anxious. I was constantly monitoring the news. I was cleaning my house. You know, I just got a little neurotic because you don't know how this virus gets in, you know. So I was one of those people. So now that that's passed a little bit, I feel a kind of urgency to write these songs, and so they're all coming out now. But I don't rush it because I have a life I'm living, and that kind of takes precedence.
That's important. It's been for probably 10 or 15 years now that I think people talk about mental health and they talk about life, you know, as a musician and how to take care of yourself, but that wasn't always the case, and the fact that people are so forgiving of that now. Because it was like, you've been gone for 3 years, you're done.
Yeah, but, you know, not all the time. I mean, some people just continue. And I'm one of them. And there are other, you know, look at Patti Smith. I mean, she's still doing great, you know, and she's been around a long time, and she's a real role model for me.
Do you guys
in
run into
ways.
Each other at the little
Yeah,
cafes?
Sure. We run into each other, weirdly, at the courthouse. I went down because my husband had to do jury duty, and four people ahead of me was Patti Smith. And I'm like, hey, Patti. And she's like, okay, hi. You know, I was cool. I didn't go over and bother her. But I thought, what a strange place to run into
someone like
Patti
that.
Smith.
Yeah, that's New York.
That's New York.
That's New York right there.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Suzanne Vega. I don't know. So we've heard Rats. I know all of your records, like, there's not one definitive sound, but, like, is that representative in any way? Like, what should we expect this record to sound like?
Good question. It has turned out to be a bunch of different genres. and each one is almost clearly defined. The next song we're likely to put out is a song called Speaker's Corner, and that's sort of what I'd call more like a AAA song. It almost has like a California feel from the 70s. It's kind of upbeat and acoustic, but kind of like folk rock. There's a very folky song called Galway. So we've got the gamut there. There's folk rock, there's folk, there's one song that sounds to me a bit like Motown. It's like, that's a new area for me. I'm really looking forward to doing that one. So it's like an album of different genres.
Everything we want.
That's right.
All in one.
And more.
And more. Yeah. It will arrive on the 40th anniversary of your first album, right? Is that right?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Or 85.
Yeah, 85.
Yeah.
Oh, how clever you are. I did not know. I didn't even think of that.
It's been this long, and it's going to land on the 40th anniversary. So
that's so cool.
You can just do with that information what you wish.
I will. I'll tell everybody. We better get it done by then, too. That's, now I've got even a new deadline to make. But yes, that's about right.
Does your practice in Duolingo find its way into this new album at all?
Kind of. There is a song I wrote, a little song I sing for the French audiences. And I think it's really cute, and I have to find a way to record it, because I'd love to put that on the album. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. I need to talk
that's
to
what
Jerry
I'm here for.
About that. Yes. Thank you.
Well, I'm so excited to hear this record, and Rats is so fun and perfect for the Halloween season, for all that
yes.
it is.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And my thanks to Suzanne. Rats is out, looking for a new album, sounds like next year. Thanks to you for checking out the interview. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. Again, you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and give us a rating, leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out so much. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from The Pretenders, from Morrissey, T-Rex, The Ramones, Prince, Funkadelic, Jim Carroll and Pearl Jam, The Killers, Adele, Brandi Carlile, Joan Baez, Maggie Rose, Jason Isbell, Counting Crows, Garbage, U2, and my interview with Joan Jett, an example of what you hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. And of course, I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.